Another round of peace talks takes place in the Middle East this week amid some new obstacles. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not extend a moratorium on settlement construction in the West Bank, but he indicates there will still be some limits on construction. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has pledged to quit the peace talks if construction resumes. So when the two parties gather in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt tomorrow for round two of the direct talks, which began earlier this month here in Washington, will they be at an impasse like they've been before? We put that question to Middle East historian Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College.
One of the ironies, perhaps to listeners, although it's not a surprise to seasoned diplomats, is that all sides to negotiations always say there can't be any preconditions, meaning the other side can't issue preconditions and then start off with their own. The Palestinians have insisted there has to be a complete settlement freeze, and they've pointed to international legitimacy and law and things like that in their favor. For their part, the Israelis have said there can be no preconditions. However, eventually the Palestinians are going to have to admit that Israel not just recognize Israel as the PLO did in 1993, but recognize it as a Jewish state. So actually, the question of preconditions is really, in some ways, really not the point, because any final peace negotiation is going to have to involve real give and take on these core issues. So in a sense, they're playing to their own constituencies, and that's one thing that particularly Secretary of State Clinton has been anxious to avoid. The Obama administration has already been telling people, look, you're going to hear each side saying things that their own people want to hear, but we have to continue the talk. So despite these demands from both sides that the other side move first, the Obama administration seems really serious this time on trying to get talks to continue.
But what happens if September 26 comes around when the freeze is supposed to end and it ends?
Well, the Palestinians have been quite insistent that they will not continue talks. On one level, they have nothing to lose. Construction has been going on since 1967, and they feel this time that there have been several years of particular bad publicity for the Israeli government and that they have international opinion on their side. On the other hand, as I said, construction has been going on since 1967, and there's a real fear that if it keeps continuing, there is no real hope for a viable Palestinian state. So in some ways, despite their bluster, I'm not sure the Palestinians are really serious that they'll have no part in a peace talk. I think they're using that as ammunition to try to get the Obama administration to put real leverage on the Israelis, who for their part have said that the settlement freeze will not continue, but Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, I'm committed to the same policy as my predecessor, Prime Minister Olmert, who did have a partial freeze. This is something that the Palestinians had agreed to. So that's essentially where we stand on that. Each side is jockeying for American approval.
And as they jockey around this table where they'll be in Sharm el-Sheikh, Secretary Clinton, you mentioned earlier, will be there. Is this unusual for someone on her level to be involved in the talks, as I can imagine the initial meeting, the one here in Washington? But do you believe she'll attend future second round, third round talks?
Well, it's interesting. There are some Middle Eastern newspapers that have actually been reporting fairly positively on her, saying that she does have the skills, one called it digging in the heels, that she really does seem, in some journalists' opinions, to be very, very serious and to be, in fact, the person with the temperament to continue. The American strategy at this point, frankly, seems to be to just get the talks to continue at all, on any level, and to do whatever kind of backroom deals, pushing, shoving, arm twisting, just to keep the two sides together. That's something, given a number of other priorities on his plate right now, that President Obama does not want to do personally at this stage in the talks, and he's delegated it to the Secretary of State. There is precedent for it in the past, and I think in this case she's got a lot of work to do, but seems to be willing to do that.
Michael Fishbach is a Middle East historian and professor at Randolph-Macon College.